Welcome, everybody, to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector, episode 7. Palo Briyumba Congo is a primitive religion. What I mean by that, it's an ancient religion. This is the second oldest religion in the world. It's lived for thousands of years, and it's still being practiced. It's been through a lot of hate. And there's a lot of different religions that try to kill the Apollo religion for the fact that this religion is really, really powerful, and it moves things. It intimidates with its power, because it's so power. This is a gift from Nzambi. It's a gift to humanity. If any other religion tries to knock it out of existence, it's proven that it's not gonna happen. You can do anything. You can kill, you can massacre, you can brainwash, you can do whatever you want, but for it's lived this long, for thousands of years from the beginning of time, and there's no religion, no government, no nothing that's ever gonna stop Palo, because this religion is a gift from Nzambi. Nzambi wants us to practice this beautiful religion. The more you practice this religion, the closer you get to your ancestors, to your spirit guides. You start seeing things. You start seeing them. You start getting messages from them. And all these things, everything you hear in your head, you see it with your eyes. And all these messages are your ancestors, your spirit guides, your altar, trying to guide you so you can walk the path that you were meant to walk as a practitioner. The religion can only really be learned and experienced by direct initiation and participation, working with the elders, putting your time, your money, your effort. That all comes together. Putting all that together creates a really, really good practitioner. Let's put it like this. Say you're a baseball player, okay, and you start playing baseball, and then you go to a couple of practices, and you play one game, and then you play another game. That's all the experience you have there. You're not a professional yet. It takes time, it takes practice. It takes motivation. It takes everything, your effort, everything you do. The religion's the same way. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. It takes a lot of money too, because a lot of rituals. Some cost a lot more than others. But yeah, there's money involved. But what you really need to put in is your heart. Put your heart and your faith in it. That's when. Once you notice, you start putting your heart and your faith in what you're doing, and that's when you see things moving. You know, you sometimes there's jobs that I do, and I never tell nobody that I do a job, and then I see it work. I see it because they show me, like they'll show me that it works. Like I'll do a job, I'll forget about it, and then they just put it in my face. Look, this is what we did. And sure enough, you start seeing things like that. And it's your faith, man. Anything you do in faith. I'm not trying to pull people to be in my religion, to do what I do. But this is also, you know, anything you do in life, man. Anything you do. If you want to be a Catholic, do it with your heart. Do it with faith. And things will go good for you. Like I said, not everybody belongs in the Apollo religion. But the people that do, that's the people I want to pull in. You know what I mean? I want to pull in the good practitioners, good and bad. I want to pull them all in so we can all walk our path. And this religion has a lot of taboos, that it's a negative religion because of its power and people talk and chisme, stuff like that. But it's weird to me that a lot of people, like when you hear about the religion, you don't hear like, man, I got my life saved by Palo Briyumba, saved my life. You don't really hear that. I don't know why, but there's, you know, like you do cleanings and stuff like that, you don't hear, I know there's a lot of paleros, good paleros out there that do limpias, that save people from accidents, save people from, I mean, this religion is so powerful, you can save somebody's life. You know, if somebody has death around them, there's rituals that we can do to maneuver that death, to capture. Because when death comes for you, it's going to come for you no matter what. Death wants death, you know. It wants something, somebody or something to die in. There's rituals we can do that are, you can feed that urge of death coming. You can feed it without it taking that certain person. That's a lot more in depth. I shouldn't have said too much, but I hope I didn't say too much. But, I mean, this religion is that powerful. We can do stuff like that. All paleros can do stuff like that. It's just there's secrets that, you know, I can't reveal. But yeah, paleros can save people's lives. They could prevent accidents. You know, they could even tell you, like, if you consult with a practitioner and there's money coming your way, he can do rituals to make that come easy. So sometimes you have money coming to you and there's a brujo out there that sees you, that you have them. They can take that fortune of yours. And if you go to a practitioner, he can block that so you can get your fortune, you know. I mean, there's people that think getting into palo, you become rich. And that's not true, man. That's not true. Because the Congos in Africa, they used to walk barefoot. You know, just they were earthy people, man. They were humble people. They weren't flashy. They didn't have thousands of dollars. This religion's not about money, man. A lot of people, I see some people, all respect to all the paleros, but I see a lot of people on YouTube that, you know, flash this and that. Oh, I got this, I got that. This religion's not about that, man. My respects to everybody, but this religion is not going to make you rich. It's not going to make you, it can make you rich if you have it coming to you. If you understand that, like if you were born to be rich and you were supposed to be rich because somebody sent that for you and you're not, there's a reason why, you know. There's other people out there that can see your aura and try to take it from you. That's why you got to watch out who you go to, too. If you go to, sometimes I've heard horror stories where people go to certain practitioners and those practitioners do work on them so they could keep coming and getting money. Horror stories, man. It's just people are like that. So you got to watch out who you go to. You got to find some good people. I mean, if you find a house that you think it's a good house, just go around them and see what they're doing, see how they do stuff, be around that. And if you like the house, I know a lot of paleros that are good paleros that don't do like shady stuff. But the majority of the people that practice this religion are pretty shady. So you got to just be careful who you choose. And then if you are interested in the religion and you have to choose a padrino, a godfather, you got to choose a godfather that you know, somebody that you like, you get along with, you can communicate with. Somebody that's, you know, you just stick around him, see what he does, see how people treat him, see how he treats people. Because that's the way you're going to be. With thousands of years of existence that Palo has been around, it had to adjust. It had to adjust to the time in order to survive, just like anything else. And I'm sure other religions that are in existence today, it's not the same. They had to adjust, like hundreds of years old, whatever, however old any particular religion is, you have to adjust to times, you know. Like, for example, Palo, when it was in Africa, you couldn't, this Sticks and Bones is the name of the podcast because we work with sticks and bones. Like nowadays, you can't have a human bone laying around your house and you're working, you're doing rituals with it. You can't do that. Back thousands of years ago, the Congos were able to do that because there was no laws in place. They roamed the earth. They used anything they had around them, you know, naturaleza, nature. They used They use their family's bones to do rituals, you know, the past loved ones, and they would do rituals. They'll do works and get their spirits and have them work for them. That's the thing. You can't do that anymore because we're in America for once, and it's illegal to have human bones with you. So we adjust. You adjust. You can have you can use a certain tree that represents a human bone to do rituals with your faith. It's going to work. You can use animal bones, which is, you know, like a bird. You see that died in the street. You can use it, you know. You can use there's a lot of other different ways. Like I said, the religion adjusts to time. Like, for example, the sacred tree of Palo is the ceiba tree. The ceiba tree is the tree of life. The ceiba tree was adapted to become the tree of life because the original tree of life doesn't. And this religion is one of the oldest religions, so it's made a lot of adjustments. Even I still don't know what the name of this religion is. And in the Bantu and the Congo in the original days of thousands of years ago when this religion was created by Nsambi, I still don't know. I'm still looking into that. I'm asking questions, see who knows. And as soon as I find out, I'm going to let everybody know. I'm excited to find out what the original name, because obviously we know Palo is a Spanish word meaning sticks. And it's kind of funny because Palo, it's a stick, like, you know, it's like we don't sell sticks or nothing like that, but we work with sticks, so it kind of makes sense. But say, like, this religion was being named in this day right now, this time and age right now, it wouldn't be Palo. It would be some fierce name because of its taboo, you know. Everybody fears this. It'll be a tough name, like a lot tougher than just Palo, you know. Because when you hear Palo, oh, it's just a stick. But when you learn about it and you hear about it, you hear the taboos. Or even if you Google, a lot of times if you Google, like say right now I go on Google and I Google Palo Buriumba Congo, they're going to come out with some bullshit. So, excuse my language, but I mean, they come out with demons and devils, and people just, they're ignorant, you know. They're, like I was at once. I don't hate nobody. It's just people are ignorant. They don't understand because they don't take the time to learn. And you know, if somebody around me says that Palo Buriumba is a evil, it's a demon worship or devil worship, you know, if I tell them this religion is older than the creation of the devil from the religions, they just look at me like, what? Yeah, it's way older than the devil. That devil was brought to you by, I believe, I don't have no proof, but I believe the devil was a tool of other religions to spread fear, to control the population. Because I mean, think about it, you know, if you really think about it, like, let's scare these people. It will scare them into not doing horrible, horrible acts. And it worked. Christianity has, I know, like, Christianity has, there's some influence in Palo because of the time. In other branches, like I said, there's Palo Quimbisa, Palo Mayombe, Palo Monte and Palo Buriumba. Like I said, Palo Buriumba is what I practice, so I can only speak on that. But I've heard and I've seen videos and I've read other branch practitioners, and they admit it. They you know, there's some people out there that have their altars, they have their cauldrons, and they have a Jesus cross, and that's just, it's just weird to me because. When I learned how old this religion is, you know, I was like, it doesn't make sense. But I mean, Christianity is just so powerful that they put their influence in those branches. So they use Jesus. Some people use Jesus in their cauldrons It doesn't make sense to me, but it makes sense to them. My respects to everybody. If it works for them, it works for them. You know, I'm not nobody to say they're doing something wrong, because if they're practicing it with the crucifix and it's working for them, then they're doing something right. More power to them, you know. Primero zombie. Fula, gunpowder can be used. It could be used on the ground. It's used to either summon a certain spirit, or it's either used to, like, to wake up a spirit and inquisi agando, or it's used to summon for like a ritual, like to send a spirit for a job, for a ritual. That's what it's used for. Okay, so gunpowder. You know, gunpowder wasn't used in the original African Congo times, when the Congos were here, because the gunpowder was invented, I believe it was the Chinese monks in the 9th century. Paulo utilized the gunpowder, and up to this date too, still. We use gunpowder for different types of rituals and incantations, and we use it for different things. There's a lot of secrets I can't reveal. That's why I kind of stutter when I don't want to reveal any secrets that I'm not supposed to, out of respect for other practitioners and the religion itself. But yeah, we use gunpowder. If you have the pleasure of watching a practitioner use gunpowder, it's pretty cool, man. It's you can use it also for, like, say for example, if you have something really negative on you that another somebody threw from either, any other religion threw some negative stuff on you, and you come to my monanzo and I clean you, you'll see me use, sometimes if my altar asks me to, tell me to use some gunpowder to throw like a spirit out, to throw it out, like a bad negative spirit out. I'll get my embele. Embele is a big machete, and then I'll put a firma on, a sigil on it with some cascarilla. I'll put a sigil that they tell me to put on there, and then I'll roll down some gunpowder on it and light it up, and you'll see it just like, whew, that throws that it'll summon my spirits to kick that negativity spirit out. So that's one use for it. There's hundreds of uses for the fula. It's called fula. If you ever hear me say fula, I'm referring to the gunpowder. That's what that's for. Also, the fula is used for ingredients in certain jobs that practitioners do. For example, a powder, like, you can practitioner, it's called polo. If you have the pleasure of working with a practitioner, you'll see him. Like, say if you come to my house and I have to make you a powder for let's say somebody messing with you at work, and you're trying to stop him from messing with you. So I'll do it in front of you, man. You come sit right here, woo, and I'll sit with my pot and start asking. I'll start, you know, grinding up some palos, and I'll get some fula, throw it in, some sulfur, and throw it in there, and all kinds of different ingredients, and boom, 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 we'll mash it up, get it ready, put it in a little bottle, you know, light up in my up, and put a firma, woo, 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 and do my thing, and then, you know, I'll ask my altars, everything good? Yeah, boom, boom, and then I'll tell you, here you go, throw this, you're gonna be okay with this, you know. You got negativity. Okay, so that's going to be it for, we're going to wrap it up for episode 7. If you guys want to email me, you could email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. It's sticksandbones7@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on my Instagram. It's sticks_bones. So it's sticks_bones. That's my Instagram, or you can text me at 702-814-3140. Or you can search for me on my TikTok. It's Gangulero. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.